15-passenger van from New Jersey.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Did my show cut off the news? Were you all trying to get the news that all of a sudden the Doctor song comes on? Oh, so sorry. Well, I give you guys news. I give you a lot of news. You want to hear some of the news we got today? There's a son, a boy, I guess, who has impregnated his own mother. But get this. Twice. So we're going to talk about that. I know you'd rather have AP Network news. Tough. Looks like there's a necklace that is supposedly able to stop heartburn. Then, this is interesting, and honestly, many of you are going to want to listen to this one. A woman sues for contracting herpes from somebody she met on eHarmony and actually wins. There's a little too many lawsuits in that realm of, oh, he gave me herpes or he gave me this, and these people successfully win. So we need to review how to protect yourself. We got some scorpions in the news. We have a diaper for seniors that's supposed to help them with hip fractures. I don't know. This is just, this is a very, very, very busy, exciting show. So, you know, if you want to listen to the news, that's fine. But we got some good news here. All right. We want to take your calls. That's what we're here for. So please call in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Of course, you can email us at drdahlia.com. We're going to go through your emails today, too. I like your emails. They're pretty, pretty cool. We got Kyle working the dials. We got Genesis Communications Network making this show happen. It's going to be a great show. Okay, so what's going on here? I don't know if I can even get through this story. They say the title is, let's see, A Man is on the Run in Zimbabwe after allegedly making his own mother pregnant for a second time. Simon Mass. Oh, and they give the names? I don't want to give out the full name. Simon and his mother, Ethel. Yeah, Fred and Ethel Mertz, fled their home in Poti Village. Poti Village, how many Simons and how many Ethels could there be? In Mashonaland Central Province, where members of their church group discovered she was expecting another child. Just 4 years ago, the pair, and they don't know their ages, were fined by village elders after she, the mom, suffered a miscarriage. Village chief said the community had been outraged by the claims, and he has dispatched aides to hunt the mother and son down. You see why you should just count your blessings and thank the Lord that you live in America? Because honestly, if you try to sleep with your mother anywhere else, they're going to try and hunt you down. Village sources claimed the pair started their incestuous relationship in 2008 after relatives assigned him to help care for his father, Agripa. Again, I'm only giving the first name to protect their identity. He had suffered from a stroke and later died. When details of the first pregnancy emerged, the family was fined by village elders and ordered to break off the relationship. What kind of fine? I don't know, probably similar to the Obamacare fine. Sorry, that's not funny. I'm sorry. I know there's a lot of you out there that really like Obamacare. I can't insult you. That's tough. Really, I didn't realize I have listeners, which is great. I welcome all listeners. I do, and I'm grateful y'all listen. It's just, you know, the more of you that listen, the more of you could possibly be, you know, an Obamacare fan, and the more of you could be getting upset every time I rip on Obamacare. So, I need to behave myself, because I want to keep my listeners, right? Because Lord knows the content doesn't keep them. All right. The mom's new pregnancy became obvious to the community after she started skipping church. Oh, so that's a sign of being pregnant. All right. Neighbors visited her home to check she was not sick and allegedly discovered she was 5 months pregnant. The couple fled their home, fearing they would be targeted by the community. I would flee, too. I don't know where I would flee to. You see, when I first heard that, I'm like, is this a case of rape or But I guess they're all lovey-dovey. I mean, I don't know. what show had that incestuous relationship? Boardwalk Empire. Yeah. Am I going to ruin Boardwalk Empire for any of you? No? Okay. Yeah, the son was drunk one night, and the mother basically jumps him. And they end up having sex. And it was a very, I mean, we knew the relationship was odd in Boardwalk Empire between the boy and his mom, Darmody. And that was kind of crazy. And, you know, it's just something, I mean, you just can't. And then in Game of Thrones, there's this whole incestual relationship between the Lannisters. Yeah, the sister and the brother. And they had children. And King Joffrey is one of their children. Why is incest in all these shows? You know, Glee really hits every social issue on the head. I mean, they talk about everything. They talk about bullying. They talk about teen suicide. They talk about texting while driving in that show. Gay pride, transvestite rights, etc. And that is the one thing they haven't done yet, is any incestual relationship. That's probably the one thing they've missed. So we'll see. But anyway, that's what happens in other countries. So be very grateful that you can be here in America, and nobody's going to go after you if you sleep with your mother. I'm sure you probably will. All right, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Yay! 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Oh, look at this. Oh, poor little girl. Scout Willis, daughter of Bruce Willis and Demi. Yeah, you know, there's rumors Scout and Tallulah. Scout, I think, was arrested for suspicion of drinking alcohol, open container, and fake ID. 20 years old, was drinking an 8-ounce Pakistani beer. I've never had a Pakistani beer. All right, oh, she goes to Brown University, was released without bail. Oh, doesn't John McClane, can't he pull some strings with the police? All right. She presented a fake New York ID with the name Catherine Kennedy. Oh, that's stupid. And she later coughed up her legit California ID, which had her real name. See, how do you, in the public eye, because most people can identify they're the Willis girls. I mean, unfortunately, you know, they're not the most attractive, but they all kind of look like him. And he's hot. But, you know, they just didn't seem to get, you know, all the looks, I guess, from both parts. And you would think that if, you know, somebody tried to, you know, walk into a bar, pretend to be a Kennedy when they're obviously a Willis face, they'd get caught. Oh, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarette's revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your leg will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Ali-Van has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and cost less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali-C or Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I'm dying to hear from people who have ever been on a jury and just kind of what some of the intricacies are in terms of, as you can tell, I've never been asked yet. I know my time's coming up really soon to be on a jury, and I'm watching the beginnings of the Sandusky sex abuse trial where they are right now picking the jurors. And I thought if you knew the person, if you had a relationship with the wife, I mean like a working relationship, you weren't going to be able to be on the jury because you might not be impartial. And it looks like if you are a potential juror and you have connections to Penn State or knew the coach, it sounds like they're taking you. They say so far 9 of the 12 jurors that they have already picked. One is a longtime football season ticket holder. Another one is a rising senior at Penn State. Another one has bachelor's and master degrees from Penn State. One is a soil sciences professor who retired after 37 years. I guess there's also, let me see, four new Sandusky himself, 2 new his wife. And I guess, you know, the judge is allowing him. They say Sandusky's lawyer won the right to have jurors chosen. Just to review, you know that, the former Penn State, it's defensive coach, I believe, right? Yeah. All right. Jerry Sandusky, he faces multiple child sex abuse charges. And, it started with a possible scene in the gym showers. And then you had the assistant coach walk in and possibly see some sort of act. He told Paterno, not sure what happened from then on with Paterno, but Paterno, before he died, had to be dismissed. He left his post, ends up dying, I believe, of lung cancer. A horrible string of events that has happened surrounding this case. But it's interesting because I thought that, you know, if you had such an affiliation with Penn State, and like somebody always has, I think, season tickets, et cetera, you would think there could be a chance you can't be impartial. All right? Yeah, one has been a season ticket holder since the 1970s, one of the jurors, and John McQuarrie, who was the original assistant coach that had seen what was going on in the showers, allegedly, had actually worked with one of the jurors' husbands. So, I mean, you know, I guess it's a small enough town surrounding the area where everybody seems to know each other. Sandusky's lawyer wanted to have her removed because she knew John McQuarrie or whatever, and Judge John Cleland said, no, he needs more grounds. He said, look, we're in Center County. We're in rural Pennsylvania. All right. These connections can't be avoided. So I think it's kind of interesting because you have people who've been obviously watching the news, right? They kind of know what's going on. There are people that know him in the community. I mean, can somebody lie? How do you control somebody lying, saying, oh, yes, I have no problem with, being on this jury. I really don't care one way or the other. Meanwhile, they may, you know, be his best friend, right? Or, well, not his best friend, but have worked with him, you know, with some of his charities. I mean, from what I understand, putting this aside, Jerry Sandusky was, I believe, very, very active in the charitable communities of his city. I mean, obviously, and that's where they allegedly say he was able to victimize his boys by getting them, by entrapping them during some of these charities for young children. So it kind of blows my mind how you really can't pick the most impartial people for these juries. I mean, for example, another thing that I kind of trouble, I'm a little confused on, and please help me out, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, you know, was the John Edwards trial a week or two ago. Remember, the jurors agreed on one of the counts, one of the issues, but they couldn't agree on the others. And I was watching, I think it was around lunchtime, so I'm watching CNN, and, you know, they're reporting that the judge is going to make the jurors go back and agree. And, basically they were saying that the judge was going to have the people in the minority rethink what their decision was, right? She was imploring them, this is from what we heard based out of watching CNN, to rethink their position and see if they could re-see and come to some sort of a consensus with the other jurors. Now, I know that happens all the time, but to me, doesn't that just blow the whole idea out of the water of what a juror is supposed to do? I mean, you're supposed to have your own opinion. You're supposed to listen to the facts and then come up with your own opinion. All right? You're supposed to have your opinion, and then you're supposed to, when you deliberate with the jurors, give that opinion. This isn't supposed to be a majority rules. This isn't supposed to be, okay, well, then you could sway me. If you're not allowed to be swayed, supposedly, this is why I'm a little shocked here with the Sandusky jurors. If you're not supposed to be, swayed or making a decision based on what you don't see in the courtroom, then how can a judge have people who are in the minority of wherever they were try to change her mind? How could she urge that or implore them to do that? Now, from what I understand, they couldn't, and then there was a mistrial. But that just doesn't make sense to me. You're supposed to go to the hearing. You're supposed to hear from both sides, come up with your opinion, boom, and you give your verdict, and then the, I guess everybody deliberates and some of them think, et cetera. But it doesn't sound like that's how it happens. It sounds like when you're in deliberation, and any of you that have been through deliberation, I'd love to hear how it went down. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I can't wait for, you know, when I get jury duty. I cannot wait. You know, I think it's all of our duties, and I, and it's great because my show, I don't broadcast my show till after the end of the day. So I believe I can do my jury duty and still do my show. So I'm excited to do my duty. But it doesn't sound like being fair and impartial is the way it goes from the beginning to end. It sounds like, you know, if everybody wants to go home. Well, yeah, what about people that want to go home? If you've been in deliberation for days and, what, you make $19 a day, I don't know how much jurors make, you need to get back to work. I mean, do some people say, fine, whatever you guys want, let's get the heck out of here. And if that's the case, that means we're having people make decisions. Sometimes life or death decisions, right? Whether the defendant's going to get the chair, based on, come on guys, they won't let us go home unless we all agree. I want to go home. Who wants to go home? I want to go home. All right, should we say guilty or not guilty? All right, everybody agrees. All right, guilty. I am dying to know what happens because that's some pretty scary stuff. Because what if, God forbid, I'm up for trial? I don't know why. Hopefully never happens. But, you know, there could be a person pretending to be me and then, you know, up on trial for something. I would want the jurors to really like being there so they don't try to come to a hasty decision so they can leave and go home. And I guess that's just me. So I don't know. We'll see how this goes. This Jerry Sandusky trial, this is going to be huge. And it's a very difficult, this is going to be a very difficult trial to watch, just like the Casey Anthony trial and the Kaylee. That's going to be, you know, and I really don't like watching these trials. I'm kind of sick of them. I think we're really burned out. And I think what burned us out was the O.J. Simpson one. I think we really got burned out, right? If the gloves don't fit, acquit or whatever they said, I think we really were just spent with the whole O.J. Simpson trial. I know what did it for me. The last straw was I was watching a late-night TV show, and there were three judges of Asian descent dancing around in unison, and they were called the Dancing Judgeitos. And I'm like, really? Really? This is entertainment? The Dancing Judgeitos? So I was done. I was just completely done watching trials. But this is going to be a big one. But I'm just surprised how the jurors could be impartial when they're Penn State fans, season ticket holders, have some sort of connection with the wife, but the judge allowed jurors to be chosen around the city to their rural central Pennsylvania community. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. Okay. Yeah, I don't like watching sex abusers alleged, you know. I think it's going to go on for a long time, and then I think the jurors are going to be in the room. They're going to say, I got to go home. Can we please go home? And then somebody says, screw it, I'll just change, fine, innocent. All right, are you happy with that? Are you guys happy? Do we have everybody saying innocent? That's it. What was that TV show where it was it Cheers, where Diane Chambers was the only one that disagreed and everybody wanted to go home, right? And she was like, nah. Oh, that would be me. I'm like, wait a second, I'm really into this. All right, don't go away, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, camel milk. Camel milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and camel milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And camel milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the spring special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Speaking of, juries and court and forums and legislative sessions, I was able to address a legislative session today. It was pretty kind of exciting. I believe it's the Nevada State Silver-Haired Legislative Forum. And it was very, very, I was extremely honored to be there because they wanted a bipartisan approach to how to fix healthcare. And for them to pick me is wonderful. And I was very impartial when I spoke, I think. I think I did a great job. And how I explained it to them, why I think the Affordable Health Care Act might not work. It's not because, and I did not say it's because President Obama wrote it and Pelosi wrote it. I think that's wrong. You don't dislike a bill just because somebody wrote it. You have to show some logic in your argument. Because again, I was addressing people that were both liberal, Democrat, and conservative. But I told them, I go, you know, whenever you have a big problem, a big nasty problem like we have with health care, if you're going to strike, right, if you're going to try to correct it or fight it, let's say, all right, and take it on. You need to be careful what type of blow you give it, okay? So, who's giggling? All right, here's the analogy, okay? Really, guys, come on, be serious. Remember in Independence Day, there was the big motherlode ship, right? So it comes down to Earth, and the president decides to, set the, have the Air Force go after it and maybe, you know, have a nuke hit it. I forget in the beginning. And remember, the mothership had the shield. So what ended up happening is people died, right? Because they tried to go head on into this big mothership. And what ended up happening? How did they beat the mother alien ship in Independence Day? The guy from Jurassic Park and The Fly, I don't know why I can't think of his name, I'm sure Kyle will think of it, and Will Smith, I don't know, I can't think, yeah, he's on Glee now too, I know you all know the name, the guy from The Fly. Okay, anyway, him and Will Smith decide to go into the mothership city, navigate through the walls, get into the core, and fight from the core. And they were successful. But you see, you had to be wily. You almost had to take one step back to go two steps forward. And it was very methodical. So I explained today to the legislative session, we probably had to do the same type of thing with healthcare reform. Rather than make one 2,000-page bill and throw it at the problem, we probably needed to piece by piece navigate through the internal workings of our healthcare system, right, and try to fix it from within. And you need to be careful whenever you try to fix a problem. I think that should extend to everyday life. Whenever you try to fix a problem, it's a big problem, right? Be very careful with the single blow. You know, that head, you know, heading right into it. Be very careful because a lot of times, A, you can break your, you'll break your fist. You'll cause it to get angry and go after. Be careful. Same thing with a woman, right? I know many of you men, okay? I mean, my husband, same thing, right? If he has an issue with me, he comes into the room, literally comes up to me, you know, headstrong, and verbally, okay? My husband would never, ever, ever hurt me, but Lord knows, I wouldn't be surprised if he wanted to send me to the moon. But anyway, I mean, he comes head on and goes, boo, 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 boo. No, 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 no. See, that's not how you deal with women, okay? If there's an issue in the marriage, all right, let's say, you know, your wife's not like a mother-in-law or something, okay? You don't go up to your wife saying, you got to start being nicer to my mom. You need to do this. Oh, no, 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 no. See, you need to kind of do some inner working type of things, okay? You know, number one, maybe you need to do some foreplay once in a while, right? You know, and just go, you know, you are probably, this will really win them over, guys, okay? You know, have a great, have a little great intimate moment, you know, and you tell her, you have just so much love. You are an angel. You are one of the most forgiving people in the world. I mean, look at how you are with my mother. My mother is such a bear, and look at how angelic you are putting up with her. I can't thank you enough for being the better person. Always tell your wife she's better than your mother. Always. It works. Even if she's not. You know, to your mama, you go, mama, you're the best. You know, but honestly, that works. You know, the way you handled it and were the better person, I'm just amazed by your patience, and you're such a good person for it, and I can't thank you enough for what you're doing. All right. As long as she doesn't see through that, don't you think she's going to, after having that nice lovey-dovey moment with you, right, going to be a little bit more willing, a little bit more tolerant of your mother? You see how different the approach has to be? Now, I'm not saying to fight Obamacare, you need to, insult Obama's mother. No, 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 nobody's insulting anybody's mother. But you see, when you want to handle a problem, don't just go head on, right? You know, punching it in the face. You have to be a little bit more savvy. Now, you could go up its colon, right, through the sigmoid, into the intestines, and into the stomach, and then go boom, 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 and sucker punch him from the inside. That's fine. But get inside. You are going to be completely impotent if you don't get inside. Oh, stop the giggles. Stop the giggles. You'll be ineffective. Okay, is that a better word? You'll be ineffective if you can't deal with the problem from the inside. And that's exactly what our screw-up was with the Affordable Health Care Act. All right, we decided to take a 2,000-page bill and throw it at the problem. And what happened? It bounced off, and it hit a whole bunch of us in the head. It hit us employers in the head. It hit doctors in the head. And it knocked out patients and our seniors. That's not what you do. Not what you do. Get into its colon. Shove your legislation up its sigmoid. Let it piece by piece integrate and fix the inner workings. That's what you need to do. All right, and Dr. Dahlia is the lubricant. All right, okay, enough. Enough of the analogies. Okay. 1-877-DOC-DALIA. 1-877-DOC-DALIA. I'm so glad that people ask for my help. I'm so honored. I am so honored that people would ask for my opinion, really. And that's why I'm so honored that you guys listen to the show. All right, this is some serious stuff, guys. Listen up. A woman who's 49 years old sued and won $900,000 after she claimed a man she met on eHarmony, who was 69 years old at the time, gave her herpes. She signed up to date on this website, and eHarmony is very popular. We talked about dating websites on the show before. eHarmony, one of the most popular. Okay, she's a 49-year-old divorcee. She met a, you know, charming 69-year-old dentist. They had a lot to talk about, etc. But apparently, she said that the two met up for their fourth date in May 25th, 2010, and ended up having sex after smoking marijuana, having some wine, and eating some appetizers. While they were, I guess, together, she said the man confessed to having had herpes. Okay? That's why never spring it up on the woman. You see, you can't spring it up on the woman like that. No, no, not after you guys had sex. So she kicked him out of the home. She says that was when she would contracted herpes. And then I don't have her name. They didn't give her name. And I don't even think I want to know it. So, she testified that she asked him to wear a condom, you know, because, of course, you know, the defense is like, well, then why don't you wear a condom? Why are you having unprotected sex? It doesn't matter if you told you or not. You could assume, you know, anybody has an STD. And she said that when she peeked down there, he wasn't wearing it. The man testified he didn't know he was contagious. The lawyer argued that she was lying about her sexual history. Could have had sex with somebody else or another man who gave her the disease and wanted money. Now she said she took the antiviral. It caused her hair to fall out, made her gain weight. I've never seen anybody gain weight or hair falling out from this. But this is some scary stuff on both sides. All right? How do you protect yourself from somebody suing you? 1-877-DOC-DALIA.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkin was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkin. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkin.com. That's PlantSkyDD.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkin. Proven plant protection guaranteed or your money back.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, BERKEY, waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people of you to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TERRAGANIX.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Taking your emails at drdahlia.com. Please follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. Very easy to do. DRDALIAH. And of course, follow us on Facebook. Philip from Phoenix writes, Doc, I'm listening to you now over the internet and can't stop laughing. I always tell my wife she's right whenever she has an issue with my mother. And when I'm with my mother, I tell her she is right. It's worked for decades, and I'm about to celebrate my 21st anniversary. Good for you. Good for you, Philip. Let's give Philip a shout out from Phoenix. Yay. Oh, man. Congratulations. I mean, here's the thing. We women, we don't want to be lied to. We don't want to be patronized. We don't. But if you notice us, you know, with our girlfriends, right, something happens. You know, you get into a fight with your boyfriend or whatever, so you run to your, you know, you run to the girls, right? And what do your friends do for support, right? They're like, Oh, you are so right. I can't believe that. He is so wrong. Of course you're... Am I wrong? No, you're not wrong. You are so right, Dahlia. You are so right. Am I right? I'm not wrong. If I'm wrong, tell me I'm wrong. No, Dahlia, you're right. You are right. Now, you, that's what we ladies do, okay? I mean, maybe not as loud and obnoxious, but I mean, every time I had an issue, you know, you run to your huddle. You run to your huddle. Men don't seem to need that as much. Men don't seem to need, you know, the stroking, the psychological stroking. Is, again, stop it, people. Stop the giggles. They don't need that you know, psychological, stroking is the word for it. But, you know, us females, we need to know that we're in the right. Now, heaven forbid you tell your friend, girl, nah, you're whacked. No, that was not the way to do it. You messed up. Who? Say what? Crazy, say what? I never gave my opinion. If I thought she was stupider than stupid, there's no way she's your friend. You have to be there for the huddle. So it's like, girlfriend, no, you did right. I would have done the same thing. Absolutely would have done the same. Of course I wouldn't have done the same thing. I'm Dr. Dahlia, right? I sucker punched the guy. Anyway, but, you know, it's a very effective approach, men. You know, tell her she's right. Now, even in a fight with you, let's say you really don't even know what you guys are fighting about. You don't care. You don't know what you're fighting about, but you need the fight to stop. Because when mama's not happy, the whole family suffers. So you're like, all right, I got to make her happy. Okay, fine. You know, I don't even know what we're fighting about. Right? Again, just, you know, it works. Right? I don't want you to lie. I don't want you to admit guilt if you don't have to. But if it's something like, you know, leaving the seat up or having junk in the bottom of the fridge or forgetting to pay the bills on time, you know how effective it is to just go up to your lady and say, or your partner, you know, and say, you know, sweetie, I agree with you. There's really no excuse to have bread from my soaking peanut butter and jelly sandwich that I, you know, ate while listening to your show. And I left it in the sink for days hoping you would clean it and you didn't clean it. Okay, hypothetically, that's the situation. And just go, you know, you're right. Leaving food in the sink like that, they rot, they get bacteria, etc. I got to be more careful. I mean, you know, thank you for being on me. Oh, that works. That works. Men, are you writing this down? No, I'm serious. I'm serious. Write that one down. Thanks for being on top of me like that. I mean, again, guys, keep your mind out of the gutter. Being on top of me about, you know, making sure the bills are paid, you know, making sure I'm not leaving junk in the sink. You know, thank you for, you know, I appreciate that. You're not nagging. I know you're not nagging. You're doing this to make sure we have a copacetic environment. Stay on me, honey. I love it. All right. And then she's, you know, and again, you have to throw that in. You're not nagging. You know, when you do, you're like, hey, get this done. Okay. So she's like, okay, well, I'm not going to nag, but I'm in the right. And say it works, guys. Works. 1-877 Doc Dahlia. I really should be a marriage counselor. I do marriage counseling a lot in my practice. I do. I don't get paid for it, but I do. All right. So anyway, really quickly, guys, going back to this herpes case. All right. So for those of you just joining us, and thank you for not turning the station. There was a woman who met a gentleman 20 years older than her, a dentist, on eHarmony. And I guess they say it was her fourth date. They had wine, smoked some pot, and decided to have sex. While they were holding each other, the pillow talk time, he tells her that he has herpes. She allegedly kicks him out of the house and then decides to sue and actually wins $900,000. Now, this is why I was talking about dating websites a long time ago on my show, because I think one of the websites, a website needs to be started where it's people with herpes. Because, you know, I was having listeners write in saying, Dr. Dahlia, I have herpes. When do I spring it on my partner? You know, do I wait for them to be in love with me so they don't leave me? Or do I tell them on the first date? I mean, to protect yourself, you probably have to tell them on the first date before you sleep with them, or you will get sued. Now, of course, the defense, you know, the dentist lawyer was saying, look, how do we know she didn't have herpes, you know, from another partner? She could have had herpes from somebody else, finds him, and because he's a dentist and has money, a retired dentist that has money, is, you know, digging for gold. So, ladies and gentlemen, what you need to do is before you enter any sexual relationship with anybody, both of you go get your STDs tested, get STD testing. And sometimes the doctors will just do gonorrhea or chlamydia. You tell them everything. Test you for HIV. You should be tested anyway. If you're sexually active, you should be tested anyway. Tell them to test you for HIV. Tell them to test you for syphilis. Tell them to test you for gonorrhea and chlamydia. And remind them to add herpes. Many times doctors don't run the herpes test. It could kind of be a little expensive. Yeah. And because, you know, herpes doesn't kill you. Yeah, you know, sometimes it's not as imperative to run. But I say, just for litigious cases like this, I would say get that testing done. This way, A, nobody could say you had the disease from somebody else, even though, keep in mind, sometimes it could take 6 months for your HIV test to turn positive. But if you have your clean bill of health, and then you enter into a relationship with somebody, and then he gives you herpes, you could say, okay, well, here it was negative, here not. But what's even more important, too, is then, you know, gentlemen, for you, you have that to protect yourself. If you're negative, and then there's herpes that somehow enters the relationship, okay? And she says, I have herpes. He gave it to me when it could have been somebody else. Sometimes your negative clean test could protect you. Now, of course, all of this would have been thwarted if he wore a condom. And I know, well, Dr. Dyer, I like to be spontaneous. Condoms don't feel good, and they cost money, and sometimes they don't fit. People, protect yourself. If not to protect yourself from an STD, protect yourself from $1 million. Lawsuit. Okay? Relationships fall apart. And if somebody thinks they could sue for a case of herpes, and then let's say, I mean, if he really knew and told her after they had sex, took off the condom, now she's stuck with herpes, yeah, she has a right to sue. I'd be furious. So you see both sides of it. Absolutely. There's a situation that you could possibly find yourself in on either side. Get yourself tested and know who you're going to sleep with. All right? Sometimes you can't see the herpes. Sometimes people shed the herpes virus without even knowing they have the herpes themselves. Maybe they're carrying it, and they don't know they're carrying it. So you decide to have sex. You take a look down there. You're like, oh, I don't see anything. I don't see any genital warts. I don't see any, oh, that's another. You could get tested for HPV. That's important, too. Many men don't get tested, but women could get tested during their pap smear. But, you know, don't expect to be able to take a look and go, all right, she's clean. No. Same thing, you know, for him, too. So get yourself tested. Have at least some sort of protection and wear protection. All right, guys, we're still rocking and rolling, so stay on with us for another hour. Don't go away, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.